God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. You have just tuned into the Sunday International Victory Services of
Hallelujah.
House Christian Prayer and Worship.
Thank you, Jesus.
Where the broken are made whole by God.
Yes, yes.
We thank God for you today, every family that's represented on this call, everyone. We thank God for meeting you at the point of your needs. We thank, oh my goodness, we thank God for you. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Apostle Margie Mason, God bless you, baby girl. God bless you real good. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Minister Jerry Cleveland, God bless you today, sir. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Apostle Dustin Harper, God bless you. Minister Jane, God bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Minister Linda Blackwell, God bless you. And Sister Tiffany, God bless you right there. Hallelujah. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Sister Angie Harris, and your sister Yvette, God bless you. Brother Ronald Harris and Mother Harris, God bless you, Mother.
Thank you, Jesus.
God loves you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Mother Johnson, God bless you, Mother Johnson. Marion Crenshaw, God bless you on the call. Rachel, is that Rachel Johnson? God bless you, baby girl. Who's
Hallelujah.
Come on now. Hallelujah. Glory
Hallelujah.
To God. Bless you today. Hallelujah. Sterling, over there in Portland, Oregon. Glory to God. Reggie. Lord have mercy, Reggie. God bless you too. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord. Pastor Lance Palmer, God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Don Street, God bless you. Pastor Peggy, Pastor Mike, up there in Hanover, Pennsylvania.
Hallelujah.
Overseer Nevins, down there in North Carolina, God bless you. Brother Jerry, down there in North Carolina, God bless you. Oh, sister, glory to God. Sister Dorothy Bird, God bless you too. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for all of you. Glory to God. Pastor Maxine and Theodis Lee over there in Essex and Middle River and Chase, Maryland. Hallelujah. You over there somewhere on the east side. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you real good. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank God for you. Oh, people of God are all over the world are tuning into this broadcast. Hallelujah. This is
Hallelujah.
A victory celebration today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because we overcome by the glory to God. The blood of the Lamb and the words of our testimonies. Hallelujah. It's victory in the camp today. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless. Oh, you can say, come on now, say amen, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Everything to have breath. Praise the Lord and say amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord for you. Bishop Bernie McBride, God bless you. Bishop Carl and Bart Pierce, God bless you, bishops. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Archbishop Marcia Abrams, hallelujah. God bless you. Dr. Wendy Mack, oh, glory to God. I tell you, you and your magazine are off the hizzle-kizzle. God bless you today. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Dr. Nancy McKnight, God bless you too. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. We bless all of you today for tuning into this broadcast. It is going to be awesome. I just can't wait. Glory to God for the power of the Holy Ghost to come through the speaker today. It's going to be glorious. Hallelujah. Yes, right. Oh, yeah. You're at the right station. You're tuned into the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, our Sunday International Victory Service. And yes, this is yours truly, Bishop E.T. Bird. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And I heard an amen in the background, a hallelujah in the background. Oh, that's Pastor Peaches Bird. God.
Hallelujah.
Peaches Bird. How are you doing today?
Glory to God. Wonderful, wonderful.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for all those
thank
all
you,
over the world that have
thank
tuned
you,
in to us right now. Hallelujah. Jeffrey Byrne over there, glory to
thank
God, in California.
Hallelujah.
I, Maria, how you doing, baby girl? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You're praying for your mother. God bless you now. Hallelujah. Those down there, oh, Tony Bird, down there, Georgia, and Ricky Bird in South Carolina. God bless you. Good God. A whole lot of birds flying around today. God bless you real good. Hallelujah. Pamela Bird. Now, I don't know if you came back from China or not. Hopefully you did come back already, and you came back before the outbreak. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Timmy Bird and Leon and Bobby Bird. Hallelujah. Naomi and Carly. God bless you. Bunch of birds in the camp. Hallelujah. God bless you. Daniel Curtis, on your way to, what is it, Connecticut? You're in church in Connecticut. God bless you, baby girl. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Audrey Bird over there in Washington, D.C. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Tanya Bird over there in Ellicott City. How you doing, baby girl? All right. God bless you. You and Calvin and Robin and Cam and everybody else. Hallelujah. The dogs and the cats, everybody. The fish. How y'all all doing today? Yes, indeed. Yeah, that's right. You heard it. Now, this is the International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center. We're located in Baltimore, Maryland, USA, Western Hemisphere, North America, hallelujah, planet Earth, just in case you're someplace else. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. But anyway, we thank God for you.
Thank you.
At this time, we're going to have Pastor Peaches coming and open us up with a word of prayer. Hallelujah. Glory
to God.
Pray, Pastor
Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for waking us up. Thank you, God, for another day. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, from the rising of the sun until the going down the same. Hallelujah. Lord God, although it may be cloudy outside, Lord God, the sun is still up there. Hallelujah. And the sun in our heart he's still there. He has risen. Hallelujah. And he's still sitting on the right hand of the Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Father God, we just praise you. We worship you, Lord. We thank you, God. Lord God, there is none like you. Father God, we just commit this day unto you continually, this service. Lord God, bless the hearers, bless the speakers. Lord God, continue to crown the bishop's head with wisdom and knowledge of the word of God. Continue, Lord God, teach them, Lord God, how to break down the word. Lord God, and we claim it's being sown on good ground. In the name of Jesus. Lord God, bring it forth 1,000-fold return in the name of Jesus in the hearts of the hearers. Lord God, we just ask you in the name of Jesus to touch people's hearts, touch their minds, Lord God. If there's any sick,
yes,
Lord God, heal them. Any weary, Lord God, let them know that you are ever-present help in a time of trouble. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, any of them that's torn and in distress mentally, Lord God, let them know, Lord God, that you are the peace that passeth understanding. In the name of Jesus. And you said, I'll keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts in thee. Lord God, we will continue to trust in you, Lord, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like, no matter what it seems like, no matter even what it smells like, Lord God. You, Lord God, are there with us. You are here with us, Lord God. There's nothing, Lord God, that's going to come upon us, Lord God, that me and you and a majority won't be able to handle. Father God, we just thank you and we praise you, God. We ask you, Lord God, to bless every hearer all over the world, no matter where they may be. Lord God, prove yourself to them that you're the same God, the same God that they read about for years in the Bible. Lord God, you don't change. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Prove yourself to them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let them know that you're right there with them, Lord. You're right there with them, Jesus. Hallelujah. And you're that Father, Lord God, that we can climb up in your lap and rest our head on your chest,
yes,
Lord God, and you just rock us and you let us know it's all going to be okay. It's all going to be all right. Lord God, we love you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We praise you, God. Lord God, we just commit continually, Lord God, everything we have to do, everything we have to say, every place we have to go, Lord, make the high mountains a plain, Lord God. Make them crooked roads straight, Father, in the name of Jesus. Save the unsaved. Serve the backslider. Bring them back, Father, in the name of Jesus. Nobody can do it like you, Father. Minister to them, Lord God, as they lay on their bed at night, sleep. Hallelujah. Minister to their hearts. Let them know that you love them, Lord, no matter what they've done, no matter what they've said, no matter what their past looks like. Lord God, you're not a judging God. You're not judging them. You're just loving them. Hallelujah. And we just praise you, God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Wonderful.
Hallelujah.
He's wonderful. God. He's so wonderful. The Lord is my shepherd. He's my God. Whatever I need, the Lord.
And be ministered to you by none other than Pastor Theodis Lee. And I tell you, he is a blessing to the body of Christ, a mighty man of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth. And we thank him. God has got a lot of love in his heart for the people of God and for people in general. So we thank God for him, and we're looking forward to that even on next week. But right now, Pastor Peaches is coming back because I think she's going to share something about the housekeeping rules, what we need you to prepare for. But we're getting ready to have an awesome time in the Lord right now. Pastor Peaches, with you, and you can also share a few words of whatever God puts you in your heart. God
bless you. Let's get our housekeeping rules out of the way. Call the children.
Yes.
In the way, in the room. Even if they have been punished, let them come on in and hear the word of God. Then
yes.
Then you can resume their punishment. Then they can go on back to the room.
Hallelujah.
So tell them to open the door wide enough so they can hear the word. God can deal with somebody in the word.
Hallelujah.
While they're in the room.
Hallelujah.
We want you to get pencil and paper, and they can get some pencil and paper too.
And
write down the scriptures that they hear the bishop go over. Children can take notes also.
Hallelujah.
We want you to get your pencil, paper, go get your composition notebook that you've been writing in. We want you to get your elements of communion. We want you to get your little juice and crackers or juice and bread, whichever one you have that's going to represent your communion elements as we go before the Lord, as we take on his blood and his body. Hallelujah. We just thank God for another week. We thank God for testimonies. We thank God for supplying our every need according to his riches and glory. Saints of God, God is just awesome. God is awesome. As we go back and forth and travel and all, we see so much. And God is so good to take care of us.
Yeah.
Doing this, I don't like to even talk about the pandemic or what they, but so much is going on. So many people are going through so many changes right now. And I was told divorce rates are going up, deaths are going up, separations are going up, all of this. And to me, all of that's a negative. You know what the word of God says? He says, I will keep you in perfect peace.
Hallelujah.
Whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in Jehovah is everlasting strength.
That sounds like a song, Pastor Peter.
Yes, hallelujah. And we thank God for the word of God. Saints of God, that's the only thing in this life that's never going to change. It's never, ever going to change.
Hallelujah.
I see people, and you know, and when you're going shopping, a lot of times they don't want to wait until you get in a parking space. And if you go for one parking space that they're going to get, that they were trying, you know, they're ready to say some colorful words to you. You know, and you don't even want to make eye contact. When you stop at the red light, you don't want to make eye contact with the person in the next car because you don't know they're going to flip the bird at you. You don't know if they've been pointing a gun at you. You just don't know. But in the midst of it.
Yes.
In the midst of all of it.
In the midst of it.
God is still God.
Hallelujah.
God is still providing for the saints of God.
Yes, yes.
He is still paying people's bills. He is still canceling debt. He is still making ways out of no way. I've been told of, one sister, she said her $10,000 have been canceled. $10,000 of debt have been canceled. Don't you know God is still a debt cancellator?
Yes.
He is still a way maker. Hallelujah. In the midst of it all, God is giving peace that surpasses understanding.
Yes.
While people are going through turmoil and people wondering, oh, I don't know how I'm going to make it, and I've lost my job, and I've lost the house, and I've lost the car, and I've lost this and this and that. And there's not just husband and not just the husband, the men are downtown at health care for the homeless, and they're out of work. Some of them got their wives with them. If you go to the Daily Bread, sometimes it's the whole family sitting at the table. But if it's not your family, don't you know you got something to thank God for? You minister to those, and you see somebody you can give a dollar to, do it. Hallelujah. God is a God that he is a restorer. He can restore. He is doing great things for the people of God,
yes.
Things that they've been desiring, looking for, waiting for. During this time, God is blessing. He's blessing them doors to come open, and you've been wanting to come open. He's blessing you with those material things that you've been needing and wanting. You say, oh, my gosh, that's what I wanted. Hallelujah. When I'm going to the store, before I even get there, I say, Lord, let it be on sale before I even get there.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And I see one price on the shelf, and when it rings up, the cash register, it's another price, much lower. I go, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God will honor. Hallelujah. But he said, I will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. I will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee.
Hallelujah.
Because he trusts in thee. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in Jehovah is everlasting strength. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in Jehovah is everlasting strength. I will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. I will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee.
Hallelujah.
Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in Jehovah is everlasting strength. Trust ye in the Lord forever, for in Jehovah is everlasting strength. Saints of God, remember that. No matter what's going on, no matter the thoughts of the mind, when you start singing the praises of God out of your mouth, your mind is going to shut down and listen to what's coming out of your mouth.
Hallelujah.
And God will give you strength.
Hallelujah.
He is your ever-present help in a time of trouble.
Yes.
And he is your present need. He is that strength that you need. Speak it out your mouth what you want.
Hallelujah.
Tell him what you want. Tell him just how you're feeling. Hallelujah. Pretend, put a tree in front of you. Pretend he's your best friend, and you got to talk it over, talk something over with your best friend. And you and your best friend got to have a heart-to-heart talk. You and your best friend got to have a heart-to-heart talk, because there's some things going on that you got to share with your best friend. And you know that your best friend going to take them cares, they're going to take them on themselves. Talk to your best friend. Hallelujah. That's what Jesus is. He's that best friend. He's never going to leave you. He's never going to forsake you. He's going to always be there to go through with you. He's going to carry you. He's going to carry you through. Hallelujah. He's going to carry you through.
Thank you.
When you look back where there was some footprints, and then all of a sudden the footprints are not there, that's because he done picked you up. He's done picked you up, and he's carrying you.
Hallelujah.
And that's what he's able to do. Hallelujah. He's able to carry you through.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Bishop Byrd.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Bless your name,
well,
Lord.
Bless the name of the Lord.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. You know what time it is now.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Holy communion. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Glory to God. Some folks say, we do this once a month, and that's nice. I'm not knocking that. Some folks say they do it once a year at Easter time. I am not knocking that, but I'm going to tell you something. As much as we do this, hallelujah, we show the Lord, hallelujah, I'm going to tell you something. We manifest the Lord. We commune with God. We have fellowship with Christ when we do this, because this is the meal that heals. 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses 23 to 34. And by the way, you know what? I tell you, we're going to use this as our scriptures because we didn't do the Old and New Testament, but that's all right. We got these scriptures coming up right now. Is that all right?
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Thank you. Because we're going to do Old and New Testament right with this. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The scripture again is 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses 23 to 34. Now we examine ourselves. Hallelujah. Glory. Right now. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you are our everything, O God. You are Jehovah Shittkenu. You are our righteousness and our forgiveness of sin. And Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission. And Father God, we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that the names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges and no resentments. We releasing, hallelujah, ourselves and all others to the mighty hand of the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. Have your way today, O God. And Father God, hallelujah, we lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now, O God. We ask that you would bless them, anoint them, sanctify them in Jesus' name, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Father God, we comprehend, hallelujah, we understand, we're fully aware of what your body and blood has done for us. Isaiah 53 and 5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions, you were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22 says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. That's Hebrews 9:22. Revelations 1:5, that's Revelations 1:5, says that you washed our sins with your own blood. Ephesians 1:7 and Colossians, hallelujah, 1:14 says the exact same thing. We have redemption through your blood. Matthew 26:28 says, hallelujah, our sins are forgiven because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we comprehend, we fully aware, we do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now your word says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh of damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We comprehend. We're fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. Hallelujah. Glory. Therefore, we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. That was Deuteronomy 30:19. Psalms 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, because there's one thing you put above yourself. That's your word. Psalms 138:2. And Psalms 89:34 says that you keep covenant. And what you have said out of your mouth, you're not going to change it. Hallelujah. So we thank you for your word, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you for your word. Numbers 23:19 says, you're not a man that you should lie, but your word will do what it was set up to do. Paraphrase, of course. And Isaiah 55:11 says, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper which it was sent. Again, that's Isaiah 55, verse 11. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. Glory to God. And when he had given thanks, and we thank you, Lord, he broke it and declared, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's eat together. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And on the same night in which he was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, and we thank you, Lord, he declared, "This is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me." Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Now, let's go over this entire thing. His body was broken for us. In Luke 4:18, he says he wants to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that healing is the bread of your children, Lord. We thank you for healing every system of our bodies. The alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, hallelujah, the endocrine system, the genital system, hallelujah, glory to God, the integumentary system, hallelujah, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for creative miracles, supernatural creative miracles right now in Jesus' name. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, that healing is the bread of your children, oh God. Matthew 15:26, hallelujah. 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Psalms 100, hallelujah. Galatians 3:26. Your word says that healing is the bread of your children, and we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. So right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we speak to that son, that daughter, that man, that woman, stretch forth your hand in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of cancer. We command it right now to be dissolved right now in the body. Every tumor to be disappeared right now, supernaturally. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Blood-borne pathogenic diseases. We curse you from the blood. We bind you in Jesus' name. Disappear in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Broken limbs be mended right now in Jesus' name all over the world. New spleens, new hearts, new lungs. Hallelujah. New pancreases. Hallelujah. New bladders. Come on now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, those that were on dialysis, we decree and declare, hallelujah, new kidneys in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Yes, we declare some young knees, some kidneys, hallelujah, new ones, hallelujah, in Jesus' name. We decree and declare healing all over this city, all over this state, all over this country, all over this world, in Jesus' name. Now, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers, hallelujah, hallelujah, covers us, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers our, is on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts, is on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers our homes, our ministries, our loved ones, our families, our jobs. Hallelujah, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank the Lord that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers us as we travel in vehicles throughout the land already, hallelujah, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers us all. Mm. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, and in the spirit of the Lord and the Tishbite, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already destroys, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, brings to naught, nullifies, reverses, utterly destroys, discombobulates, hallelujah, every curse against us and our families in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we call down the fire of heaven on every purveyor of those curses, hallelujah, hexes and spells in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We call down the fire of heaven on every curse against us and our family. Fire. In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ undoes, unties, severs, cuts, discombobulates, eradicates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes of no effect, brings to nil, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. There to my heart was the blood of glory to his name. Glory to his name, precious name.
Glory to his name, precious name.
Bear to my heart was the blood of life. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Guess what, folks? Oh, glory to God, people are being healed and delivered right now. Guess what, folks? People are being saved and filled with the Holy Ghost right now in the name of Jesus. We lay hands right now to be filled with the Holy Ghost, be filled with the Holy Ghost. Those that don't know Jesus and the pardon of your sins, say, Lord, forgive me for all of my sins. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I believe that Jesus Christ lived, died, and rose again, and now seated on the right hand of the Father, making intercession for me. And because I've spoken this out of my mouth, I believe it in my heart, I am saved. Oh, you need to shout hallelujah right now.
Hallelujah.
I am saved. Hallelujah. You're the second and the number one. I am saved. I am free. Hallelujah. I got the victory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We're not finished yet. Because you got somebody in your family that don't know Christ right now. You got somebody in your extended family that don't know the Lord right now. Hallelujah. Or may know the Lord, but they're just at the door. They haven't walked all the way in and become mature saints. Hallelujah. So glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So right now, it's our family daily confession, because we're turning them all over to the Lord. Hallelujah. They can't help themselves to get saved one day. They can't help themselves being used of God, because we're speaking it into being right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Family daily confession. Hallelujah. We speak for every man, boy, girl in our families, according to Job 22 and 28, Romans 4, 17, and 2 Kings, the first chapter. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, of integrity and truth, mighty fingers in Jesus' name, lean, clean, spiritual, kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We are kingdom citizens, fivefold ministry gifts, gifts through the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Yes, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. That means you are Sterling. That means you, Reggie. That means you, Tom. That means you, hallelujah, John. That means you, Jeffrey. That means, glory to God. Hallelujah. That means you, Jonathan, hallelujah. That means you, Jerry, hallelujah. That means, glory to God. That means you, Andrew, hallelujah, hallelujah. That means you too, hallelujah. Mary and Jane and Allison and Betty and Beatrice, hallelujah. That means you too, Carol, hallelujah. That means you too, glory to God. Hallelujah. We spoke it into being. The word of God says, speak a thing, and it shall be established. And we done spoke it. You can't help yourself but coming to the Lord. The Holy Ghost is on your track right now. The Spirit of the living God is moving, is drawing you right now, inch by inch, step by step, block by block, hallelujah, 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 mess by mess, hallelujah, test by test. The Lord is moving in your life now.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Why is he doing it? Because we are running out of time. Tick, tock, tick, tock. Don't you say, well, I'm going to deal with it tomorrow. Matthew 6:34 says, hey, look here. Look here. You better watch out tomorrow, and I promise to you. Matthew 6:34. You better get it done today. Do it today. Hallelujah. Because you say, I'm going to do it tomorrow, and then when tomorrow comes, that's not tomorrow. That's another day. You say, tomorrow. And then tomorrow, because tomorrow never comes. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. Today is the of God. That's why they call it the present. So in the present, today, while you can, while you can speak, while you're on this side of the river, while you're on this side of the dirt, get it done today. Say, Lord, come into my life and make me a new creature today. Today is acceptable year. Today, glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, I just got to do one thing here. Y'all just got to excuse me just for a little bit. Just for a little bit. Pastor Peaches, say amen a couple of times.
Amen, amen,
hallelujah,
amen.
A couple
hallelujah, hallelujah. The word of God is real. The word of God is right. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, now we got a testimony. Those have been healed and delivered. They got a testimony. Those have been saved. They got a testimony. Come on. It's time to shout and praise God. Okay, Brother Fred, put that screwdriver down. And start to shout. Turn yourself over to God right now. And start to shout. Pick them up and put them down. Hallelujah. Wait a minute here. Wait a minute here. Some of y'all just moving to the music, but you didn't think about where God has brought you from.
Hallelujah.
You remember how you were 10 years ago.
Hallelujah.
30 years ago, 40 years ago. You know what God done saved your life. You remember running down the street and somebody trying to shoot at you, and it was shooting and the gun jammed, and no bullets came out. And when you got to the house, hallelujah, and got in to safety, you heard those bullets that were meant for you go off. Bang, bang. Bang, bang, hallelujah. God done saved your life. You remember when you went and jumped in the pool and you thought you were in the short part of the pool and you were in 11 feet of the pool, 11 feet, and you go and tell God, God saved your life. Hallelujah, made you aware to walk to the side and go up the ladder and get out of us 11 feet of water. Come on now. You didn't know how to swim. Come on. You know when God
hallelujah.
Was a terrible accident. Your car got glory to God. Total. The guy that hit your car got total glory to God. But you walked out without a scratch. Come on now. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Look at that. Think about the goodness of the Lord and all he's done for you. You know what happens then? Hallelujah. Oh, let's bless the Lord just a little. teachers began to grade on a curve. Some of y'all remember that. And y'all were happy about that because from 0 to 100, but if the 40 was the highest grade in the class, then the guy that made a 40, he got an A. You understand what I'm saying? You graded on a curve. But come on now. There was always, watch out now, one person in your class. Now, do you remember this? When the teacher said, you're grading on a curve, there was always one person in your class that did his home assignment, that read his reading assignment, that did the test quizzes in his book. And then when it came time for a test, he always made 100 or 99. He would mess up the grading on the curve. Can somebody identify with that? Can you just say amen a little bit? If I can't buy one, can I rent one? Hallelujah. I'm going somewhere with this. Hallelujah. That is an important thing for you to understand. With God, although in life, in some classes, in college too, they graded on curve. God don't grade on a curve. God does not grade on a curve. Somebody say amen.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
You either for him or you're against him.
Amen.
You either come through Jesus or you get lost in the sauce.
Amen.
Ain't no curve. Well, I got close to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't make him the Lord of your life, well, I joined the church. The physical church, ain't enough. Just because you walk into a garage and you got a horn in one hand and a steering wheel in the other hand, that don't make you a car.
Amen.
God ain't judging on a curve. But here is the great thing about it. God is not judging you now. He's loving you now.
Mm.
God's not judging you. He's loving you. He wants the best for you. The Word of God says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. What's that, John 3:16?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Somebody didn't read John 17. It says, he didn't come to condemn the world. He didn't come to judge the world. He came to save folk from their sin. Now, he ain't judging you right now. He's loving you. I want you to understand that. That doesn't mean you lay back and don't do your home assignment. Mm. That don't mean glory to God. Mm. Look, Pastor Peaches, do me a favor.
Yes.
Glory to God. Mm. I think it's glory to God. Is that 2 Timothy chapter 3? I think it's verse 16 and 17. Check that out. See if that's what I'm looking for. But see, you got to understand that he's not judging you. He's loving you. And you want to know how much he loves you? He is the proctor or the teacher, the one that's given the test. But he said, look here. It's an open book test. I provided to you all the answers.
Hallelujah.
For every test, every quiz, every mess that you come in contact with. If you there, say amen.
Amen. 2 Timothy, what? 3 and what?
16.
16 says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God.
Uh-huh.
And it's profitable for doctrine.
Uh-huh.
For reproof.
Uh-huh.
For correction.
Uh-huh.
For instruction in righteousness.
Come on, read on some more.
That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works.
Wait a minute here. He, not only is God not judging you, he is giving you the answers to every test, every quiz that you ever can come up with. It's an open book test. Oh, my goodness. Now, Hebrews, you have to go to this, but it's Hebrews 11 and 6. It says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that cometh up to God must first believe that he is. Boom. And that he's a rewarder. Boom. Of them that diligently seek him. Boom. Intentionally seek him. Boom. Now, there is a scripture. Hallelujah. Go to John 14 and 6. John 14 and 6. I know I'm off script, but I just got to move by the Spirit. Is that all right?
Amen.
Can somebody out there say amen? Is that all right?
Amen, amen, amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Pastor Tom Swin, is that all right? Glory to God. Say amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. 14:6. Yes.
Jesus said, saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also, and from henceforth ye know him and have seen him.
All right, stop there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I don't even have to go here, but I want you to understand. Hallelujah. Psalm 23:3 says, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord. Who is your father? The Lord God. Well, just for a few minutes. In fact, let me get look here. I got to come out with this. Ephesians 5:1. Go to Ephesians 5:1. When you get there, say amen.
Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children.
Stop. Hallelujah. Go to John, I think it's John 8:44. John 8:44. Now, when you get there, say amen. Y'all, I've got a question I got to ask y'all. Y'all have heard this question many times in your life, either about yourselves or
amen.
Somebody else. Read.
Ye are of your father, the devil. And the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth. Because there is no truth in him. Speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of lies.
Just for the rest of the time I have, I want to ask you a question. Who's your daddy? I know you heard that before, but somebody asked you or somebody you know, who's your daddy? Repeat that after me. In fact, ask the neighbor, say, neighbor?
Neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Oh, neighbor.
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Tell another, the neighbor. Oh, neighbor. Who's your daddy? And then, look, if you're just by yourself, you look in the mirror and say, self? Oh, self? Who's your daddy? Now, see, you got a choice. Now, here, your choice is definitely identified in Genesis 1:26. Genesis 1:26 says, we were made in his image and the likeness of God, we were created. Ephesians 5:1 says, be like him as did children. Like who? God. That's daddy. 6:9 says, our Father, which art in heaven. That's daddy. That's God. Now, some other folk are not serving God. Well, there's a scripture that says, if you're not for me, you're against me. There's no in between. So who is their father? He gave that to you. John 8:44. Can you go back to that and read it again? This is the father of all those that are not serving God. Read that for me when you get there. Say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. John 8:44. I think that was.
Ye are of your father the devil.
Hold it. If your father is not God, and you're not trying to reach him through Jesus Christ, guess what? Read that again.
Ye are of your father, the devil.
Keep on reading.
And the lusts of your father, and ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it.
It is important for you to understand that Christ decided to fix the test of life, the quizzes of life. He said, I'm going to give you this book. And look, I died on the cross. I'm going back, but I'm going to give to you. Go to Ephesians 4. Start with me, verse 11. Ephesians 4, verse 11. When you get there, say amen. I'm going to fix
amen.
Glory to God. Go ahead and read.
Till we all come in the unity of the faith, and of the knowledge of the Son of God.
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11.
Excuse me. And he gave some apostles.
Uh-huh.
And some prophets.
Yes.
And some evangelists.
Uh-huh.
And some pastors and teachers.
Stop right there. He said, well, look here. It's not enough for me to give you an open book test. It's not enough for me to have led the way and to wipe out all what I did. I'm going to send you some folks to help you to pass the test to make 100. Because it's an open book test. So he gave you these for what?
Hallelujah.
Read on.
For the perfecting of the saints.
Stop there. The perfecting of the saints. That's to make the saints perfect. Perfect means spiritually mature. That's why when you hear us talk, share in our daily family confession, we're perfect. That doesn't mean we never make a mistake. That means that we are spiritually mature. And I'm going to tell you what that is in a few minutes. I'll continue.
For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry.
The work of the ministry. You need to be spiritually mature in, for the work of the ministry. Spiritually mature. Go ahead.
For the edifying of the body of Christ.
The building up of the entire body, not just your little corner of the sky, but the entire body of Christ. Because when the body of Christ is all one, watch out now. There's nothing that you can't do in Jesus' name when you're all one. Hallelujah. Spiritually mature. That's being perfect or being perfected. Spiritually mature. Do you know what spiritual maturity is? Go to Proverbs. I think it's 4:7. Hallelujah. By the way, what time we got?
4:14.
All right, praise God. All right, Proverbs 4:7. Hallelujah. Now, y'all got to have your pens and your pencils because you're going to have to write this stuff down because I'm going to give you some 1, 2, 3, 4 type.
Amen.
Amen. Read.
Wisdom is the principal thing.
Come on.
Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding.
Hallelujah. Spiritual maturity is supernatural wisdom. Spiritual maturity is supernatural wisdom. And wisdom comes from God. Where's that scripture I gave you? I think it was Chronicles. I give you a scripture in Chronicles.
No, not.
Okay. It was an Old Testament scripture. Oh, gosh. Hallelujah. Solomon was it in Samuel. Solomon asked for wisdom from God. He could have asked for riches. He could have asked all his enemies be destroyed. But he asked for wisdom. The word says that God, if you ask for wisdom, he ain't going to hold it back. He ain't going to put no qualifications on it. He ain't going to put no clauses and no caveats on it. He going to give you wisdom. Because he said in, hallelujah, this scripture in Proverbs, wisdom is the principal thing. Now let me share something with you real quick. Wisdom is the elder brother of understanding. And understanding is the older brother of knowledge. Knowledge can be true knowledge or false knowledge. True knowledge comes from God. So that's what we're talking about. When we're talking about knowledge, we're talking about true knowledge. It comes from God. Now, knowledge on its own, knowledge by itself is not enough. Because I can give you a knowledge, I can give you a book that tells you how to build a car, and I give it to you. You got the knowledge to build a car. It's in your hand. But that don't, you ain't got no car sitting out in your driveway after you done built it because you just got knowledge in the book. You got to understand the knowledge. And we're talking about true knowledge now. So understand what's in the book. How do you do that? How do you understand what's in the book? Well, you got to speak the same language. And we're talking about a book. We're talking about the Holy Word of God. We're talking about the word that in, hallelujah, 2 Timothy, glory to God, chapter 3, verses 16 and 17, talks about this book was inspired by God, the manufacturer. It's your guidepost. It's what you it allows you to be able to cross the T's and dot the I's. It allows you to control the horizontal and the vertical. It's the instruction booklet. Understand it.
Yes,
and see, when you're following, when your daddy is God, hallelujah, your older brother is Jesus Christ the righteous, hallelujah, glory to God, you get an understanding of the knowledge of the book. There are a lot of people who want to read the Bible, but they don't understand the language because it's the language of the Holy Ghost. They don't understand that, so they see one thing. They see contradictions and stuff like that, but it's all one piece. It all leads to the Christ, hallelujah. From Genesis to Revelation, it's talking about Jesus. But they can't see it because they're trying to translate Cantonese, trying to read Cantonese, and they don't speak the language. They're trying to read Mandarin, and they can't speak. They're trying to understand Tagalog, and they can't understand. They can't read the language. You got to know the language. And the language of the Word of God. Can you go back to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16, and just read the first sentence of that? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Y'all got to understand what I'm saying now. Because, see, Jesus fixed the tests and the quizzes that you take in life. You say, God, you left me alone. No, he don't fix the test. You just got to read the open book.
Is it 2 Timothy 3?
Yes, 16 says.
All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof.
Yes.
For correction.
Yes.
For instruction in righteousness.
Come on now. You want to live the way God wants you to live? It's the word. It's an open book test. You up and asking God, Lord, give me the answer. He said, baby, I already gave you the answer. It's in the word. But I'm too lazy to read the word. Oh, did I say that out loud? I'm too busy to live, to read the word. Can you read it for me? Just tell me in my ear. No. Put feet to your faith and go read the word yourself. Lord, and some of you blame God. I say, Lord, you didn't answer my prayer. He did so. It's in his word. He wants you to read his word. Why do you suffer? Well, you don't need to suffer. Because I told you in your word how to make it, how to make every crooked place straight, every rough place plain, how to exalt every valley and every mountain and hill, how to make it low. I told you how to do this. Why? Why don't you listen? Who your daddy? You either gonna listen to your daddy, who is God, or listen to your other daddy, if you want to claim him, who's the devil. I claim God.
Amen.
Jesus is my Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus is my Lord. You got to cry out, Jesus, you're my Lord.
Amen.
Show me the way, hallelujah, to live a righteous life.
Amen.
I know, hallelujah, it would be good for, you know, we don't have to open the book at all. And Lord, just drop on us when we need it, whatever we need, when we need it. Just be that celestial bellhop. But he's already provided to you the answers. Why? You're sitting up in the classroom of life, and you've got the answers in front of you, and you're trying to tap on somebody's shoulder. Can you tell me the answers to such and such? It's in the book. Stop being lazy Christians. Your father is God, not the devil. The devil want to get you to have shortcuts. You know, shortcuts are cuts that will cut you of a blessing, that will cut you up and leave you on the side of the road, banged up, messed up, crushed up, lifeless. Go to his word. Don't you say, well, I pray all day. Did you go to his word? Oh, I've been fasting for 7 days. Did you go to his word? I go to church 3 times a week. Do you go to his word? I don't rob banks. I don't beat up people and yoke people and curse and swear and drink and smoke. Did you go to his word? You stop being a lazy Christian. Stop. Isaiah 60? Arise and shine, for the light is coming. It's time for you to get up. It's time. Hallelujah. Go to Psalms 117, verse 2. Psalms 117, verse 2. When you get there, say amen. Y'all folks, stop being lazy Christians. Stop being lazy. Get lazy. Glory to God.
Amen.
God to make things so easy for you to get in his word. You get the Bible on your cell phone, your smartphone.
Amen.
You play word games and all kinds of games on your phone more than you in his word. Something wrong with that picture. Oh, did I say that out loud, Pastor Peaches?
It's all right. It's
my goodness. You spend more time and texting other people than texting the Lord. To reading his word. Jesus. When you get there, say amen.
Amen.
Read that.
For his merciful kindness is great towards us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise ye the Lord.
Is that Psalms? Oh, excuse me. Did I say 117?
Yes.
I misspoke. 107, verse 2. Hallelujah. Lord is perfecting me too. Glory to God. He makes me spiritually mature. Hallelujah. I'm going to have supernatural wisdom.
Let the redeemed of the Lord.
Go ahead. Say that.
So. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so.
It's time that you say so, not just in your talk, but in your walk. Oh, we talk a good talk. And sometimes we look good, got our long dresses down to our ankles, covering our sleeves all the way down to our wrist. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Got hats on our head. Don't wear no makeup and don't even. We look holy. But when's the last time you went to his word? Hallelujah. You had a problem. Instead, you call Aunt Mabel and Uncle Joe. You went to the word of God and found out it's an open book text. And the answer is right there. Oh, look here. It's right there. It's there. And then you have the audacity. You have the unmitigated gall to get mad at God because you asked him for something that is already in his word, and he didn't answer you audibly. He didn't answer you, send you the scripture. He said, you lazy bum. No, he didn't say that. I'm saying that. You lazy bum. The answer's in the book. The answer's in the book. The answer's in the book. You're supposed to be my son, my daughter. Read my book. I published a book. Read it. I love you. I love you. Then read my book. You're my daddy. You're my father. Read my book. Oh, daddy, can you give me this? Can you give me that? What does it say in my word? The answer to that query. I don't know. I didn't read it. Well, take time. You spend more time watching TV than you do reading the word. Watch out now. Oh, Lord, did I say that out loud?
Amen.
You spend more time shopping for this, that, and the other than you have in shopping in the word for answers to the stuff that's happening in your life. And then you complain to God, why haven't you answered me? And God is shaking his head. And Jesus tapped God on the shoulder and said, Lord, what do we got to do to get these folks to read the answers to the test?
Mm-mm.
It's in the word.
Amen.
Well, they got to understand who their daddy is. Because, see, if their daddy is a guy and is at John 8:24, my goodness, hallelujah. How many seconds we got left?
90 seconds, hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. Glory to God. Y'all got to get this. You got to decide who your daddy is, and then you got to flow with him, go with him, read his word, get in there. The answers are in the book. This is an open book test. Your life is a test. And the open book is there for you. Stop being lazy. Stop being one of somebody when you're in a hotel and you stay, room service. You want room service. Baby, go on down and get the food yourself. Glory to God.
Amen.
Now sit at the table of God. He done already gave you the menu.
Amen.
In there.
Amen.
Oh, I'm going to complete this, glory to God, because I got some more wisdom and the principles. I have to finish this. We got to finish this on Wednesday.
Hallelujah.
Father God, we thank you for what our ears have heard, our hearts have felt. We thank you for your word, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lord God, hallelujah. We thank you for those that have heard. Hallelujah. Hopefully they've taken a nugget and begin to understand. Hallelujah. That's why the scripture says, hallelujah. I know I'm almost finished. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Romans 12 and 1. Hallelujah. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God. Hallelujah. In other words, mercy means you don't get what you deserve. So he's giving you mercy, glory to God, as you present your body, a living sacrifice. Take it. It's a sacrifice. You don't feel like to his word. You don't feel like looking up the answers. You just want somebody to tell me the answer to this thing. But glory to God, go find the answer for yourself. It's in there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The ingredient is in there. But you don't understand. I'm going through something. It's in there. But you don't understand. This happened. And that my boss said something. It's in there, the answer. And then you get mad at God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because he didn't come out and have a rainbow in the sky or airplane to write the answer to what you're going through in the sky or in the dirt or handwriting on the wall. It's in the word of God. Yeah. You read the word of God, you lazy thing, you. Oh, excuse me, did I say that out loud? Hallelujah. Oh, we have grace and mercy. God bless you. Hallelujah. God loves you. And he just wants you to open up his word. It's an open book test, baby. It's an open book test. It's in there. If you need somebody to help you, that's why he gave some apostles, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers to help you get spiritually mature. In other words, hallelujah, have supernatural wisdom. See, wisdom is the principal thing. You've got to get the step in for yourself. Hallelujah. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You got to have faith. It's in the word of God. You say, well, where is it in the word of God? Well, you go to step it, go look it. I can give you the scripture if you give me the circumstance, but then if I'm not around, you're going to have faith that it's in there. And guess what? Hallelujah. I'll let you know. I got a secret. Y'all get close to your phones and to your computers right now. I got to give you a secret. It's in there. But you understand, I have a problem with my job, or I don't have a job. It's in there. Tell you how to make a job if you don't have one, how to get a job if you need one. Come on now. See, because a job, oh, glory to God, that's another message. Because, see, y'all got to understand, a job and work are two different things. Glory to God. Y'all got to understand that. That's another message. Lord have mercy. Help me, Holy Ghost. Pastor Pieces, I know we got some time. It might be past 4:30, but I know we got some time. You want to say something? Well, I just got to go. Hallelujah.
Doing this for Wednesday night service. Wednesday night midweek victory service. Dial 319-527-6036. And here a continuation of today's message. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank
see,
you.
That's Radio 1. See, on Sundays, we actually on Radio 2. It's a different channel. And we're on Radio 1 on Wednesdays. And thank God. What was that number again?
319-527-6036.
Praise God. 7 p.m. Y'all join us. We're going to be there for 90 minutes. And praise God, we're going to have a good time again. God bless you. Oh, my goodness.
Hallelujah.
Look, hallelujah. Glory to God. I wish I had a word, something to sing. You know what? I thank God that folk have heard the message today.
Hallelujah.
And they're going to start reading. Hallelujah. They're going to start. Yes, God has the answers to all of our situations, our conditions, our affairs, the events, and the conditions of our lives, the answer. And he gave it to us in his word. And we need to know that. And we need to find it. It's all right. And I apologize for saying that y'all were lazy. No, I'm calling those things, be not as though they were. Y'all are on fire for the Lord. Y'all are looking up your Bibles right now. Y'all going through the word, finding the answer to the dilemma that you find yourself in, the conundrum that you're in now. God has already given you the answers in his word, and y'all looking up. Oh, y'all are scholars of the word. Y'all are brave. Y'all filled up with the Spirit. You're speaking
God.
The language of the Holy Ghost, and you're going through the Word, and God is leading you to the answers to your prayers. Hallelujah. You thought God wasn't answering. He said, I already answered because I know the ending from the beginning, and I already provided for you. Glory to God. It's in there already. I knew what you'd be going through in 2020. I knew it. So I put the answer to what you're going through in the Word of God already. I knew about the plague. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I knew about the plague. I knew about this, that, and the other. It's already in there. I told you it's in the book. This is an open book test. You're going Yeah. Oh, y'all. Oh, and those that didn't have a Bible on your cell phone, your smartphone, glory to God. You can get a Bible on your dumb phone, too, by the way. That's when it becomes smart, when you got the Word of God on your phone. Holler, you got God involved in your circumstances about your phone. Find out your bill starts going down. And everything because you got the Word of God on your phone. Watch out now. Holler, that's a word to somebody. Get the Word of God on your phone. And look, decrease them 10 days you got on your phone to 5 so you can have space to put the Word of God. Is that all right? Is that all right, Pastor Peaches? You still there? Amen. Go ahead.
All right.
You want to say anything as we go? Because I know we're still on the air because they go past the 4:30 mark. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Read the Word.
Read the Word.
Read the Word in your good time. It'll feed you in your bad time.
Oh, now.
Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. Go ahead. Hallelujah. Victory is mine.
Victory is mine. Victory today is mine. I told Satan, get thee behind. Victory today is mine.
Joy is mine. Joy is mine. Joy today is mine.
I told Satan, get thee behind.
Joy today is mine. Oh, happiness is mine.
Happiness is
mine.
Happiness
today is mine. I told Satan, get me behind. Happiness today is mine. Oh, peace is mine. Peace is mine. Peace today is mine. I told Satan, get me behind. Peace today is mine. Oh, Jesus is mine. Jesus is mine. Jesus today is mine. I told Satan, get me behind.
Jesus today
is mine. Pastor Peaches, what time is it?
Hallelujah. 4:37. Hallelujah.
4:37. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I don't know if we're off or not, but Lord, hallelujah. We could go on and on and on and on and on. Hallelujah. Glory and honor, glory and honor
unto thee, O Lord, unto thee, O Lord, unto thee, O Lord.
Praise it.
Praise it.
Adoration.
Praise and adoration.
Unto thee, O Lord.
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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Bless your name. God bless you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Bless your name, Jesus.